Liturgical Day, Monday the 7th of Easter. The Gospel according to St. John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are speaking plainly and not in veiled language. Now we see that you know all things, even before we question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "You say that you believe. The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each one to his home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have told you all this, so that in me you may have peace. You will have trouble in the world, but courage, I have overcome the world." Our commentary is by Father Jordi Castillet, from San Hipólit de Voltrega, Catalonia. Today we may have the feeling that the world of faith in Christ is weakening. Many are the symptoms against the fortitude and courage we would like to receive from a life wholly based on the gospel. Consumerism, capitalism, sensuality, and materialistic values are very much in fashion, and against any representation that may be in tune with the evangelical demands. Nevertheless, this combination of values and life's ways do not provide either our own personal plenitude or our peace. In fact, it rather brings an intimate feeling of discomfort and uneasiness. Could not it be because of this circumstance that today we see lots of people in public sulking, lost in thought, and worrying about a rather obscure future, most probably because they have pledged it against the cost of a car, a flat, or some holidays they simply cannot afford? Jesus' words inspire confidence, courage. "I have overcome the world." That is, through his passion, death, and resurrection, he has attained the eternal life, life with nothing to stop it, a limitless life, because it has overcome all limits and all difficulties. We, soldiers of Christ, can overcome these difficulties too, as he did, in spite of the fact we may have to go throughout our life through many deaths and resurrections. Never wanted, but certainly assumed by the very paschal mystery of Christ. For deaths, indeed, are losing a friend, parting with a beloved person, the failure of a project or the limitations of our own human weakness. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Let us be witnesses of God's love, because He has, with us, done great things. And he has given us his help to overcome all difficulties, even death, because Christ is sending us the Holy Spirit.